New FM is local as, and you're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Stephen. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you going, Crevo?
I'm firing. How'd you go last night at the Charlestown Castle? Any invasions or anything like that?
No. Nothing so sinister. It was fine. It was no dramas.
Any rival kings eyeing up your lands?
God, you talk some rubbish, don't you? I mean, I'm just too tired this morning, Crevo. Right. You're going to have to do all the heavy lifting today, I think.
Okay, no problems.
How are you doing, anyway?
Yeah, good. Last night, well, Emmy made a homemade pesto, all the herbs out the garden.
Oh, nice.
All of the, like, pine nuts from the pine tree. Not
water
our pine
and
tree.
Pestle.
Yeah.
Get all crunched up.
It was a pine tree farm somewhere.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
our pine tree, because that's really hard to get. Oh, it was so good. 11 out of 10.
Really?
Yeah.
And mushrooms. Did you let her know?
Yeah,
did you let her
course.
Know how good it was? Because if you wanted to make it again, you've got to throw those compliments out there.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to be made again because there's a full jar of it still in the fridge.
Oh, happy day. Oh. Don't mind that, hey?
No, it was brilliant. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Morning. I'm good.
How was Thornton overnight? Anything exciting happen?
Denai was asleep.
Yeah, fair enough.
Didn't stay up look at the supermoon?
Not a chance. I actually, before I went to bed, I was like, I looked out the back door. I'm like, oh, I can't see the moon out here. Looked out the front door. I can't see the moon out
Sun's
here.
Sun's still up.
Oh, well.
Well, lucky you got another chance tonight then, hey?
Exactly.
Oh, well, will you take it or no?
Probably not.
You're not going to stay up?
Not a chance.
Getting ready? Oh, okay, fair enough. That's right. Each
Do you
own.
Even know me?
Well, we're getting to know you. You know, that's the whole point of this thing. That's what we do here. Chit-chat and getting to know each other. Wake you up with the Novos and, of course, the local news chat up next here at New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, police charging a volunteer firefighter over deliberately lighting fires?
Yes, this happened yesterday. An 18-year-old from Aberglasslyn was arrested after police investigations found that he allegedly deliberately lit 13 bushfires over the last couple of months. Police will allege in court that this guy lit fires in grassland out at Weston, Pellamain, Bellbird, Greta, Aberglasslyn, Melville and Cessnock on several occasions, as I said, over the last couple of months. So they're also alleging in court that he later attended some of those fires as a volunteer firefighter to help put them out.
Oh, my God. There's so much to that.
Yeah. So he's facing court today.
It's so hard to become a firefighter as well. Like, there's so many rigorous both like physical and mental tests you have to go through. And they normally do a good job of weeding stuff like this out. Unfortunately, like looks like
one slipped through the
perhaps
cracks.
One slipped through the cracks, which is a bit of a shame. Anyway, of course, we are changing pace a little bit here, Jess, because new report out about the potential, I guess, detrimental effects of the closure of some of Hunter Valley coal-fired power stations?
Yes, the Australian Energy Market Operator puts this particular report out every year looking at the state of the energy market, the power that we have and where it's being generated from. So, of course, we've been talking about Eraring out at Lake Macquarie that's set to shut in a couple of years' time. They're trying to get that life of that power station extended. This report has found that, you know, the pressure of these power stations shutting so soon is being quite detrimental to new investments and new energy being brought onto the market and being built and completed. So, I don't know, it's just another report to say that, you know, we need to extend the life of coal-fired power stations until we actually get the renewables caught up enough to fill the gap that is going to be left on the grid.
It just seems like the pressure is really economic, isn't it? Because the power companies are like, we're not keeping these expensive things running, and we bought them, so they're ours, so we can do what we want with them. Because the solar and stuff's cheaper,
yes.
But then is there enough power in time is the big question, but by the time they close.
Well, that's it. And there's projects taking so long, like the Snowy Hydro 2.0 project. It's blown out to $12 billion now. So it was meant to be done back in 2021, but now it's been pushed back to hopefully next year being done. And it's, you know, the cost blowout, bad weather's been blamed for it being blown out, supply chain issues, COVID. all those sorts of things. So
the old COVID excuse.
I know, the old excuse is still there.
Evergreen. Yeah, evergreen excuse, that one. Use it for whatever you want.
New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
And Crevo, yesterday, Abysmal Abilities, they play at Spears Point Football Fives, which was all very well and good. We got the win, thanks to myself, which was nice.
How many goals did you score?
None. In fact, I was abysmal. I was the most abysmal of the Abysmal Abilities last night, but nonetheless, it's a team game and we won.
Sure.
And after such a win, we decided to go to Pippi's. Pippi's at the Point, a little pub there, for a pub feed.
Where's
after.
That at?
It's like right on the water there in Spears Point.
Nice.
On the lake. Yeah, beautiful. So we all went there for a bit of team bonding after.
Yeah.
I was trying to decide what I wanted, you know, so I was looking through the menu.
It's all on the menu when you're on a good wicket, isn't it?
Well, anyway, I decided, you know, I was like, this is what I want. I just want a schnitzel.
Okay.
Walked up, specials board next to the counter. Changed my mind. Crab burger up there.
What?
For cheap. I thought, I'll give it a try. Crab burger on the specials. When it came out, I've never had anything like this before. It was like the patty was a whole soft shell crab, just deep fried.
Oh, I don't mind that. I think it's actually great.
I've never had anything like that
before. It was good?
Yeah, it was so much, but oh my God. It was a whole crab as your patty, you know?
Yeah,
oh my God.
Sure.
Much food, but yeah.
Living the dream.
It was, yeah, I did enjoy it. And
luxury seafood.
Well, it's nice to try something new as well, you
definitely.
Know?
Definitely.
Especially when something like that, when it pops its head up on the specials board.
You gotta go.
Yeah, because you don't normally get it cheap. Seafood, you don't normally get cheap like that, so.
Awesome. Oh,
very happy days.
Little tip, if you're in the area, get on it quick. They'll sell out fast, no doubt.
Yeah, well, you're going straight after work, I think.
So. Yeah,
got to beat Crevo.
Exactly.
Hey, Crevo, you know me. I'm a bit of a go-getter.
Yeah, you are.
You know, trying to see the next big craze and the next big way to earn myself a dollar.
I love that about you.
And I've seen this side hustle, which I was talking to you about yesterday after the show. You reckon it's popped up and been around for a while, but it's only just come across my desk.
Yeah.
Because Australia has their very own coffin confessor. Now, this is so fun. For those who, like me, had never heard of this before, Billy Edgar is like this private investigator turned coffin confessor. And what that means is you can hire him to come to your funeral.
Sure.
And say the things that you've always wanted to say but never been brave enough to.
Like your secrets.
Exactly, yeah. So you can either, reveal some secrets that, you know, you're perhaps not too proud of, that
ruin
a family relationship or something like that.
So you're just, like, setting off the bomb as you've already gone?
Or it can be more sinister than that again, and you can just send him, you know, give him the script, and, you know, mother-in-law, I always hated you old hag, and stuff like that.
You do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want. He goes
I love
in,
that.
He crashes your funeral and says the stuff that you've always wanted to get off your chest, but obviously, I mean, in this world, there's no action without repercussion.
Yeah,
so when you're dead, though,
that's it. It's someone else's problem, isn't it?
Doesn't matter at all.
In my opinion, it's lights out. And that's the actual end.
Exactly. And now, Mr. Edgar has said, in his own words, he has no respect for the living. Instead, his loyalty is completely to the newly departed. So he does not mind at all.
Nah.
He's happy to go in and absolutely stir the pot. But it's not going to be cheap. It's not going to be cheap to, I guess, get his services. And
okay, how much are we talking here?
Well, flat fee, so the minimum you can get him for, $10,000.
You know what, though? If you've come to the end of your life, you've worked hard, you know, your whole life, you've got plenty of stuff, everyone's looked after, $10K. I mean, it's not even like one third of a very basic sports car, is it?
Well,
in terms of indulgences.
I guess the other thing as well is, you passed away. What are you going to do with that money?
That's right.
It's just probably coming out of the will of the people that you didn't like anyway, secretly the whole time.
Why not double it? Here, have a tip, $20K.
not
going to be my money.
So he reckons he's done 22 funerals in a year at 10 grand. Yeah, that's a handsome sum, isn't it? You're close to $250,000 there.
Per year.
Wow.
Are we in the wrong business?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Like, I reckon I could do this. Do you reckon you could do it as well?
Definitely. Maybe we should start one.
Well,
Stephen and Crevo Coffin Confessors and Company.
You know what? That's got a ring to it. And if people get upset, you always just say, don't shoot the messenger. You know?
Yeah,
not my words.
Famously.
Not my words. It's the person who's, you know, unfortunately passed away.
It's that bloke over there as you point to the coffin.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think this is such an interesting profession.
Yeah.
And, like, really is a pretty easy way to earn a dollar, isn't it?
Oof, definitely is. And even, right, say, for example, you collect your 10 grand,
mm-hmm.
and then you don't go to the funeral. Who's going to know?
Yeah, well, that's true, isn't it? No, you'd be built up on trust, you know?
That's true.
It'd be through word of mouth.
Your reputation is so important, isn't it? Definitely. Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. New business, a new side hustle for Stephen. If you're wanting his services, I'm guessing you'd open your books now?
Yeah, they're open.
Definitely. Good to know. New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, good morning and welcome if you're just joining us. This is your chance to get some early prizes really easily. That's the hot tip, right? This is Three of a Kind. If you haven't heard how this works, Stephen, your quiz master, will say three things, three words, and you've got to figure out what the theme is between them. They're pretty easy usually. And you yell out your name as your buzzer, and first of two, best of three.
All right, so I'll need a bit of a practice as quiz master before we get into the real thing. So can I have a bit of a test on you?
You can warm up. I'm ready.
All right, here we go. I'm limbering up. If I were to say to you, Crevo, for example, let's go vanilla, cookies and cream, pistachio.
Crevo.
Yeah, go on. Your name's your buzzer.
I'd go ice cream flavours.
Ding, ding, ding. Correct. That is 1 point to you. Now, the scoring system works. First of two, best of three. You do that, you win yourself some goodies. And like we said, early bird gets the worm.
Oof.
And today, early bird could be you, and the worm could be a double pass to End to End Festival happening September 16 in Pecolbin. This is three venues, 15 wineries, gourmet food, live music, celebrity chefs, bush tucker, boutique beers, so much more. Basically, it's a bit of, you know, food, wine, and music.
Oh, how brilliant.
Just now, a day out in the valley as well, if you don't mind. They've got shuttle buses going between each venue.
It's all set up really well. Now, if you normally you go out and you buy those tickets with your own money, you're going to be spending like $120 before you've even, I don't know, bought some cheese to take home or something.
Yeah.
But we got the tickets for free. And they could be yours.
Today you can spend that whole $120 on cheese if you want.
Or boutique beer. It's up to you, really.
And I guess the sweetness of this deal is, as well as those tickets, you go in the draw for $100 worth of free fuel. Of course, every caller on the show today in the draw for fuel cards. We've got them coming out the wazoo. So, the magic number, 4967-4105.
Well, let's meet our contestants stepping up to the plate this morning from Fennel Bay. It's Steve. How you doing, man?
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks. You ready to take on Three of a Kind?
I'm ready, mate.
Yes, you sound ready. You sound up and about, and I like it.
All right, up against you, though, is an experienced veteran, because it is yesterday's runner-up from Chisholm, JD. How's things, mate?
Good, mate. Good.
Yeah, keen to have another crack this morning?
Oh, of course, mate. But I don't know. He's pretty good.
Oh, okay. Well, Steve might be good, but JD, you could be just as good, if not better.
That's
so let's
right.
get into this competition, here find out go. Once and for all.
That's how it works with these type of things.
Of
see
course,
better.
Of course, gentlemen, your name is your buzzer, so make sure you buzz in with your name when you know the answer.
Yep.
Let's get into this. Best of luck to both of you. Your first one is butterfly, freestyle, breaststroke.
Steve,
JD, is there?
Swimming strokes.
Swimming strokes is correct. Well done, Steve. One on the board.
Bit of pressure there against JD, but that's all right. You've got another chance here.
That's all right. He'll be fine. Next one, we've got Russet, King Edward, Sweet Potato.
JD.
Steve, quick is there.
Potatoes
is correct. Well done. From Steve.
Bam.
You're off to the end-to-end festival. Congratulations, mate.
That's awesome, mate. Done that on an empty stomach.
Now, of course,
not sure what's going on there.
Both gentlemen in the draw as well for $100 worth of free fuel. You got fuel cards all day, and to get your hands on them, all you got to do is get involved in the show. It's pretty simple, isn't it?
So easy. Look at that. JD in the draw, Steve in the draw. Steve's getting tickets to the music festival. The prizes, local winners, left, right, and centre.
And Crevo, it'll be no surprise to you that one of the lingering effects, I guess, of the COVID-19 pandemic has been an influx in online shopping.
Well, sure.
So whether it's, you know, you're getting your groceries delivered, maybe a new pair of shoes, or you're just getting takeout delivered to your house, there's been such an influx in people using these delivery services
for everything.
Convenience in life. Yeah, I think it is one of the great things that has come from the pandemic. You know, obviously there were so many terrible things.
Sure.
But this, like, I guess the way that they've been so accommodating now to allow things to be delivered and to use online shopping, I think is so great for the consumer. But it's not, unfortunately, all rainbows and butterflies. There has been some bad things that have come out of this because young people in particular are falling victim to what they're calling text pest delivery drivers.
Now, what's going on here?
Basically, people who get your number for work reasons. So, you know, like your Uber driver, for example, they get your number so they can contact you. You know, I'm at the front.
Yeah. Where are you?
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. But they're using that number not for work reasons, but to ask for romantic dates and sexual favours.
Whoa. That's actually a proper issue, and I feel like they need to sort that out quickly.
And it's a lot of people, right? It's not just like a few here and there. According to the ICO's research, right, 17% of the public have had their personal information given for a business reason used for romantic or sexual proposition. 17%, so that's almost one in five.
That's actually a proper problem, isn't it? That's a big problem.
If you look deeper into these numbers, that 17% includes 30% of people aged 18 to 24, 29% of people aged 25 to 34, and 25% of people aged 35 to 44.
Whoa, so the younger you are, the more likely people are going, here's it, you know, oh, do you want to go out for dinner after? Who's this? I'm the guy that dropped your package off earlier.
Yeah, well, that's it.
That's not requested.
And you know what? Like, the because this numbers look up to age 44, which is most people who are the younger generation more comfortable doing all this online delivery and shopping online and stuff like that. But also the younger generation are the ones probably more inclined to be in the dating scene.
Well, that's true as well.
As you get older, more people find themselves settled down and in long-term relationships, etc. So if you look at that, even if you go from 18 to 34, 30% of people.
One in three.
That is
crazy. I think they need to do something about that. Like, there needs to be a function so you can get, say, the Uber driver can just, or whatever. I'm not picking on Uber as a company.
But
the parcel delivery person, say, for example, they press a button that calls you, but they can't see your number.
Yeah.
Something like that. That technology exists. Like, at our shop, right, there's a system where if people tap their credit card, they can get a text receipt, right, if they've used this system before.
Yeah, yeah.
We can only see the last two numbers or three numbers, though.
Right, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, the technology is there.
The safety precautions are available.
That's right. These companies just aren't paying for it or not putting it in.
And the problem is, as well, is, like, I do feel for the companies in some aspect because it would be hard to police this sort of thing. They'd have thousands and thousands of drivers.
Yeah, but they can put this technology in and that doesn't need to exist. Like, the problem doesn't need to exist.
That's unbelievable, hey. I just can't believe those numbers.
Yeah, are crazy.
Staggering.
They need to do something ASAP. So that's a big problem. UFM.
The Novos on UFM. Moby's Beachside Retreat. Beach on your doorstep and stylish accommodation. Moby's.com.au.
Now, Crevo, run, don't walk, because it is the penultimate day to get yourself in the draw for a well-deserved escape in a chic two-bedroom beach house. All you got to do, share your thoughts on the show. Because, of course, say the penultimate day, tomorrow is D-Day.
That's right.
Tomorrow is the day where we draw a winner for this Moby's Beachside Retreat. It is thanks to Moby's Beach on your doorstep and stylish accommodation. You can book at mobys.com.au. Or, like we said, you could tomorrow be winning it on us.
Oh, how good. All you have to do is get involved in the show in any way, shape or form on 4967-4105. And then, you're in the, you know, you're involved in the show. You're already in the draw. You didn't even have to do anything. Just tell a little story or something. Simple as that.
So simple. Like we said, make sure you get involved. And your first chance is coming up in a matter of minutes because Crevo, I don't know if you've seen, I'm sure you would have seen it. That video going viral, that massive, massive snake in Brisbane. We're going to talk a snake story. So if you have one, hold it. Your chance to get on the air coming up in minutes.
Got a snake? Hold it. Go, fam.
And Crevo, you would have seen that viral video. My skin is crawling just thinking of it, of that massive, massive snake in Brisbane. It was like this 5-metre carpet python.
Yeah.
And it's, I guess, transversing tree to tree in suburban Brisbane. It's unbelievable. Like, it's, I don't know, it's so scary. You
can it's see just it, a carpet python, though. No,
it's not, though. It's massive. It's like, I mean, not only is it very long, but it's very thick. Like, if you're in that area, obviously, not locally, but, and your dog's gone missing, or your cat's gone missing, I know where it is. That snake's huge.
I've seen thicker snakes, Stephen.
I don't know if you have. I really don't know if you have.
It is massive. It is massive.
In the video, basically, if you haven't seen it, it's seen coming from, like, a roof gutter into trees, and it's, like, moving across almost house to house.
Yeah, it goes from one, from the roof to the first tree, and then to the second tree, but still touching the roof, back two trees. Trees ago?
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
It's massive. It's like this 5-meter snake. And obviously it is snake season at the moment.
Sure.
Because snakes cold-blooded, they're trying to get out and, you know, get a bit of sunshine while they can.
Sure.
So what we thought we'd do is 4967405, let us know your snake encounters. I mean, you grew up on a farm, Crevo. There would have been plenty of them knocking about.
So many. They'd be... So I remember my grandma on the phone to her friend, right? Chat, 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 yappity yap. Then suddenly, she... Sorry, I'm just going to have to put the phone down. A snake's come into the lounge room. There's a black snake in the lounge room.
Uh-oh.
And she had to pin it with the little fire shovel. You know, the one that you scoop up tiny little one?
Yeah, yeah.
And then she's screaming out. We had to come and help her. Oh, it was a big drama. In the lounge room. Less than ideal.
My nan and pop, they grew up next to this, like, wildlife reserve. Well, they live next to this wildlife reserve. Estuary on one side, all this wetland on the other, basically asking for snakes.
Yeah, snake territory.
I remember after one winter, first hot day of the spring, essentially.
Yeah.
We turned on the aircon, and out the aircon comes a tiger snake.
Oh,
we're just living in the aircon.
That will make you nervous, won't it?
Absolutely, it would. Yeah, terrifying. And, like, I don't know about you, snakes are probably close to my biggest fear. They make my skin crawl.
They don't bother me too much. I quite like them, actually. But they're still, you don't want them in your house, you know? That's what, that's a definite. But this is what we're after. Snake encounter stories. Where'd you come across one? Maybe it was in where you weren't expecting it, you know, that sort of thing. We'd love to get your stories on the air. And just for sharing them, you could be winning, of course. We'll put you in the draw for $100 fuel cards we've got up for grabs. We've got that lovely escape.
Yeah, Moby's Beachside Retreat. Yeah.
All of that is on offer just for sharing a snake story. 4967-4105. Holiday and fuel. It's a yes from me.
Absolutely. Yes from me as well. Share your snake encounters. And, of course, we want to hear all the gruesome details and what you did with it. I guess how you solved the problem. Because, yeah, it is the season.
Definitely.
And people have got to be aware.
Let's go to Michael from Wanji. What's your snake encounter story?
Yeah, a few years ago when I moved over from New Zealand, I was working on a building site as a painter, and the boss sent me down to the container to get a drum of paint out, and he said, check the colour. And I didn't know they caught a snake and actually put it in the drum of paint, and when I opened the lid, the snake actually come out at me, and that was the last day I worked on that building site.
What, so was it in with the wet paint, or was it just empty drum?
No, it was an empty drum, but I didn't know. At the time.
Jeez, I don't think that's fair on anyone. You, the snake, nobody.
Yeah, what kind of workplace hazing is this? I mean, there's workplace pranks. And then there's putting a live snake in a paint tin.
That's unfair to the snake. I felt sorry for that as well. Let's go to Madawi as well.
Hey, Craig, what's your snake encounter story?
Hey, mate, one day I was fishing out Nelson Bay on one of the islands. I was sitting on a rock. And the tide level was about like a foot under my feet.
Uh-huh.
And as the day wore on, the tides come up and my legs were dangling in the water up about my knees. I was catching a little squire and I'm getting these bigger bites and I'm focusing on the tip of the rod. And I'm kicking this, the waves are just lapping up, you know, up my legs. I'm kicking this seaweed that's wrapping up my legs and I keep kicking it off. About a third time I've kicked it, I look down and I'm like, it's a red-bellied black snake trying to get up my leg and I've fell back on the rocks, and this thing tried to grab me bag of prawns. I thought it was seaweed, and I'm like, just kept kicking it.
And here's the key question. Did the red-bellied black steal your bag of prawns, or did you get to keep them in the end?
I ended up throwing a rock at it and trying to get it away, but, yeah, it took off in the rocks, and I was going for them, but
Yeah, right.
It was swimming in the water. I didn't even know. I was kicking it and kicking it and kicking it. And I'm like, what is this? Started to wrap up my leg, you know, like it was tangling.
Who knew that red bellies would even get in the water like that? That's so weird.
It must have been smelling the prawns.
Yeah, right.
That is such a shock as well, because you're so focused on the fishing, you know. Yeah. I'm reeling it in. Oh, God, this seaweed's so bloody annoying.
There it is, a red-bellied black. That's unbelievable.
And when you look down, I'll tell you this for free. When you look down, you're expecting to see seaweed, and you see a big red-bellied snake, that's a bit of a fright. Sure. I think jumping back is only a fair reaction.
Definitely. Wow, crazy. New FM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, I think we've all been really enjoying this weather at the moment. It's like just so lovely. Spring before spring, really, isn't it?
Yeah, for the most part. There was lightning last night.
A little bit.
But for the most part, you're right. It's been very nice.
So yesterday I went to the park, took the dog for a walk, sort of after the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so good. a lot of people were out enjoying it, including some who had just come to the park, local park. Let's get some suntanning going on.
Oh, real rig out in
rig
the old
out,
budgies.
Rig
get
out.
Get a Bondi sand on.
Exactly. And you're like, well, you know what? I guess they're wanting to get in early for summer. Look good getting ready for the summer.
Yeah, but like also, what, you're in Mayfield, hey?
Yeah.
15 minutes from the beach.
I always think that.
Just drive the extra 15 and sit by the beach.
That's exactly what I was thinking. What are you doing? It's like a suburban park. Like
yeah,
the
that's
beach,
it.
Surely the beach is better. You're so close. In fact, if you stand on like a three-story building, you can see it.
Yeah, well,
that's how close it is.
Yeah, I don't know. But you're right, people. If you want to get, this is a public service announcement, I suppose. If you want to get your summer bod ready, you quickly run out of time. Today is the last day of winter. So
yeah, that's right. They say that summer bodies are made in winter. You've got one day left. New FM.
And Crevo, up next, I guess why your favourite drops could be a little bit cheaper at the Bodlo.
Ooh, this is good news. This is very good news. Now, though, while we're on talking saving money, because cost of living's through the roof at the moment, but at the end of the year, people still like to go on holidays, right?
Oh, of course. And a lot of people, it is the way to decompress after what has been a very difficult year.
That's right. So, if you wanted to save a dollar for your holiday, listen up to this. Very important information. So, Google have launched this new,
it's like an extension, isn't it?
Sort of, yeah. It's like a special tab. So, this is how you find it. Basically, this is how to get your flights for really cheap. So, go onto Google and search Google Flights, right? And then you'll click on it's the first link, and it brings up this, like, it sort of looks like a travel site, but it's obviously a Google product. You put where you want to go, where you're going from, your dates, all that normal stuff, and then you've got all these new options, like track prices. So what that does, essentially, it shows you, first of all, like the range of the prices for flights to this place. So, for example, say you're going from...
So what all the flights that are available, essentially.
Yeah, that's right. Well, say you've gone, I want to go over to Bali for,
for
Christmas holidays, right? You put Sydney to Denpasar. It tells you what's like the cheapest it's ever been. Like where it's current.
Oh, like the history of the prices.
Yeah, like where it's currently on the scale. You've got like a graph like the stock market where it's currently up, down, that sort of thing. It's got predictions of whether it thinks it's going to go up or down based on future, like past data.
Oh, that is handy, isn't it?
This is like one, this is a game changing tool for booking flights.
So basically, if you go on this little tab, what's it called? Google Flights. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you go on that.
Put in all your details.
Sydney to Denpasar, and he goes, hold on, wait 2 weeks.
Yeah, or...
Hold your horses, it'll be cheaper in a little bit.
It doesn't say it in those few words, but it says, like, typically, you've got a chance for it to go down. This is the best time, like 3 months out or 5 months out is the best time to book. And you go, oh, well, I'm going in 3 months, so now it is the best. Or, wow, I've got to wait a little bit.
I mean, I know they'll say it in those diplomatic terms. But what they are saying is, hold, wait on.
Yeah, that's
right. It's expensive at the moment. You can wait.
Or it's a bargain. You should get it right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, hurry up. It's only going up from here.
That's right. This is actually an amazing tool. So if you're thinking about your little overseas holiday at some point coming up, up, get on this tour. It is awesome.
Well, that's it. Family of four. You could save yourself a couple $100 doing this sort of stuff. Oh, spending money.
That's right. Per ticket. I mean, it all adds up. So, yeah, like I said, get on this tool. Amazing little piece of technology. New FM.
And, Crevo, Australia in the moment is in the midst of one of its biggest wine gluts ever. Basically, we have such a oversupply, I guess, of Australian wine, and we can't get rid of it.
Yeah, right. Is this because there's been really good seasons, or we haven't been able to sell it to China for that period of time? Do you know what the situation is?
I think the tariffs with China is the main kind of perpetrator, culprit of this glut. But basically, the oversupply in Australia has grown to over 2 billion litres officially. So over 2.8 billion bottles excess wine we have.
Where are they even putting them all? Because, like, we've got, at sometimes you get on those, like, wine subscription services.
Yeah.
And say you get a dozen too many. Then it's, I don't even know where to put them. Like, we've only got, like, one little wine rack that fits, like, 24 bottles or something. Well, that's soon run out.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's the exact problem that Australian farmers and the Australian government find themselves in at the moment. Because, yeah, to try and store that's unreal. It does grow as well as we grapple with these Chinese trade sanctions. That's the main thing. And to, like, give you some numbers, right? So, in 2020, the bottled wine exports to China were $889 million, right?
Sure.
So this year... So this year, up to June 2023, it's been reduced to $8.1
million. Whoa. So there's, $790 million missing or something.
Yeah,
whoa.
So that's the main problem we find ourselves here. And to put that number into perspective of 2 billion litres, it's 860 Olympic swimming pools. So, like, there is so much excess wine floating around the country at the moment.
I feel like I'm in that Kendrick Lamar song.
Legit. It's not just Australia, though. If we fly over to Europe, wouldn't that be nice? And head to France.
Oh, yeah.
They're in a similar predicament. At the moment, their government's invested, like, basically $250 million for farmers just to tip wine out.
Just tip it down the drain.
Don't waste
good French wine.
Well, that's it. They've gone, we'll give you this money to compensate you for the fact that you can't sell it or we can't keep it. Pour it down the drain.
Just give me some.
This is exactly what I'm saying. They're spending $250 million pouring it down the drain.
If they just flew like a bunch of Australians over there, I reckon we could sort it out.
Sell it to me for $1 a bottle.
Yeah, that's it.
I'll find storage for it. Don't worry. Yeah. No, you worry about where you're going to keep
it. Plenty of room in the Charlestown Castle.
There is famously heaps of room in the Charlestown Castle.
Put in the wine cellar. That's what it's for.
And we'll make another wine cellar in the spare room. If we need. But what I'm saying is...
Stop wasting it.
And fingers crossed, I mean, obviously this is not great for the farmers, and it is a terrible predicament, but from every bad situation, there's a silver lining.
Sure.
And fingers crossed, all your favourite drops will be a lot cheaper at the Bottle-O soon, and we can all enjoy some of our favourite wines on the cheap. Cost of living through the roof, how good would it be
if wine
just dropped a little bit?
I think a lot of people would be happy about that.
You and I included.
Yeah, New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is... The Novos. You're waking up with the Novos.
105.3 New FM.
So yesterday, Stephen, for lunch, I haven't had a burger in ages. I was like, oh, I feel like a burger, right?
Because this is a treat, right? Because Emmy doesn't really like burgers.
That's right. And she was off doing some office work.
Right. Okay.
So I was like, sweet.
Rubbing your hands, perfect chance.
We're on here. We're on. Anyway, I called a couple of locals I would order from. No answer or... kitchen wasn't open yet or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what? There's this new little cafe opened. It's been like a cafe a few different times before. Never brilliant before.
Right, but okay. We've got new owners or something.
Yeah, it's on Maitland Road, just near Maud Street. It's like a standalone cafe, no other businesses around it. It's called Mother Kitchen, the new version.
Right.
Anyway, I was like, I'm going to give them a go. Oh, very good.
I'm impressed, were
you? Yeah. If you like a thick cut, hand-cut chip, it's real thick, this is a good place to go. Burger was excellent as well. Very, very... And quick. My God. I went in there, ordered it. 5 minutes later, I had it walking out.
What did you get? Like, just a beef burger, did you? Or?
Cheeseburger and chips.
Yeah, the American-style
one. Yep. Delicious. So if you want, like... If you're sick and tired of waiting for, like, an hour, you know, ages for a place to order... This is a good one to get on, right? Mother Kitchen, new place opened up. Give it a go. Crevo recommended.
Crevo tick of approval. That's definitely the biggest endorsement you can get.
New FM. And an amazing story here from Europe, Stephen. This kid basically digging in a sandpit.
Just mucking about.
Yeah, just digging in his sandpit and digs past the bottom of the sand into the dirt. That's kids do, right?
Wow, so he's dug a deep hole.
Deep hole. And then he's like, oh, what's this? He's hit with his little plastic shovel. What's going on here? Pulls it up. Turns out it's an ancient Roman coin 2,000 years old.
Wow. It should be in a museum, really.
I mean, that is extraordinary thing to find while digging and not even that deep. So, you know, can you imagine some traveller or someone's dropped that along the journey 2,000 years ago?
And no one's picked it up. That's the most incredible thing.
I know.
No way in this day and age anyone drops a coin that's not getting picked up.
That's
right. Costs of living through the roof. You can't afford it.
That's it. Everything's so expensive now. You'd be picking up any coin you saw. But this just got us talking about things you found while digging. And we'd love to get your stories on the air. 4967 4105. We've got up for grabs. We've got $100 fuel cards giveaway. We've got this lovely holiday to Moby's to give away as well. Just for getting on the show with your story, you could be winning one of those.
Exactly. 4967 4105, that magic number. What did you find while you were digging, I suppose? Maybe a bit of buried treasure?
It could be something else, another type of surprise. So a little while ago, I was doing some earthwork at the back of the house,
uh-huh,
Mayfield Cottage, right? Digging some just behind the garage. And I'm like, digging away and I'm not really concentrating what goes on. Out onto my shovel runs a massive funnel web right up the handle. What did you discover while digging?
Did you go into his nest or something, did you?
I must have. Must have just broken open his nest, and then he's running up my shovel handle, and I'm like, oh.
You would have thrown the shovel so far.
Not really happy about the whole situation. Funnel webs, famously poisonous.
So there you go. There's treasure. There's the other side as well, insects. I'm sure.
Animals, that sort of thing. Could be anything.
There's a lot of tradies who have found some, you know, perhaps some pipes or wires that they shouldn't have while digging as well.
Unusual stuff. 4905.
We're looking for what did you find that was unexpected while you were digging? Maybe it was you, someone you know, a family member, etc.
Yeah.
And like Crevo said, best calls on air today can win themselves $100 worth of fuel cards, plus everyone on the show all week in the draw for a Moby's Beachside Retreat. So
yeah.
Holiday and fuel up for grabs. I mean, what more could you ask for?
And you mentioned tradies there, like digging, maybe hit the electric line, water lines, all that sort of stuff can happen. We go to Boolaroo. Tiss, what did you find while digging?
Dad, he, for some reason, buried money and some jewellery in an ice cream container under the house.
Why do you do that for?
I have no idea.
Yeah, right.
Bless him. What? He's passed now, so I can't ask him.
Right, okay.
So he's then obviously lost where he'd actually buried it.
Uh-oh.
So he'd spent, 18 months digging underneath the house, all this dirt flying out from underneath the house, day in, day out, for him trying to find it, and he eventually found it.
How much was in there? What sort of jewellery, or what was the situation?
Oh, my God, the jewellery was, old school.
Like, very valuable sort of stuff, yeah?
No!
I would say,
you know that dress play jewellery?
Yeah, costume jewellery. And was there cash in there as well?
Yeah, he'd had stashed some cash in there. There was, a couple of grand in there he'd put in there.
Oh, still, nothing to be lost. Like, you wouldn't want to lose a few grand. That's hard to get.
I know, but I was so stunned that he actually found it.
Well, I mean, he had a small area of which to search.
That's right. It wasn't actually sweeping the floor of the ocean for the Titanic. Like, it's just under the house.
And famously as well, you know, X marks the spot. You got to put an X where you put your buried treasure. What do you mean? You can't just lose it under the house. That's ridiculous.
I know. Now, producer Scott, if we can, we want to get you in here because I believe you've got a story for us.
Yeah, gents, I do. And look.
Strap in. Now, it's going to be a good one.
Well, see, now that I think about it, I think that maybe my mum was just trying to keep me entertained, but I remember when my sister used to play tennis, I used to go to this one spot and dig in the ground, and there would be all these pennies, and I would think, wow, look at me getting buried all this buried treasure out of the ground, and they're not worth thousands and thousands of dollars like the other kid found.
Yeah.
But I'm beginning to think now that pennies don't just end up there. Mum's probably put them there just to keep me occupied, to stop nagging her while my sister's playing tennis.
Well, so there's new pennies there every week.
That's it.
Yeah, your mum stitched you up.
You've been done in there, mate.
New FM.
Thanks to Just Spas Newcastle, Australia's leader in spas, swim spas, infrared saunas and the urban pool. Welcome to the new FM Star Spa.
Yes. This is so good, Stephen. We're all relaxing in the spa here, and somebody is going to win it. A $10,000 spa is what's up for grabs.
How good is this? Six seats, thanks to our friends at Just Spas Newcastle. Like I said there, they're Australia's leader in spas, infrared spas, swim spas, infrared spas, and the urban pool, of course.
Of course.
I mean, they're helping us out here. Putting up a $10,000 spa for one lucky Novacastrian to win.
Yeah, that's right. One local winner's going to get it. Now, the way you got to sort this out is get yourself in the draw. Because if you don't, you're not in with a chance, right? Now, what you got to do is figure out which celebrity is slipped into the spa with us here. Let's have a listen. We'll turn up the bubbles and now the celebrity will talk now. Get ready. Here we go.
My age kind of sheltered me from all of that. If I had to do that now, I'd be a little bit more shocked. But I kind of just went out there and I really enjoyed it and found it really enjoyable.
All right, if you think you know who that is, 4967-4105. If you can identify who that celebrity is in the spa with Stephen and myself this morning, you can get in the draw for this $10,000 spa.
It is so relaxing. I'm slumping back in the seat right now. Enjoying the bubbles.
I don't think I've ever seen you this relaxed before as when you're in the spa with this celebrity. All right, 4967-4105.
Someone who's done that is Courtney in Raymond Terrace. Good morning, Courtney. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Are you dreaming of a $10,000 spa?
It would be good, yes.
Nice one.
Coming into summer. I mean, where would you put it? Room in the backyard?
Probably at Nan's in the backyard, yeah. She's got a pretty,
pretty
big backyard.
Put it at your Nan's house. That's a good excuse to go over there, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice one. All right. Well, here we go. Of course, we're going to have a listen to who's in the spa with us again. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
My age kind of sheltered me from all of that. If I had to do that now, I'd be a little bit more shocked. But I kind of just went out there and I really enjoyed it and found it really enjoyable.
All right, Courtney from the Terrace, for a chance to get in the draw, this $10,000 spa. Who's jumped in the spa with us here?
I think maybe it could be Amy Shark.
Amy Shark. I mean, a shark in a spa would be a nerve-wracking situation.
Most certainly would. Is Amy Shark in the spa with us?
No, unfortunately not. Sorry, Courtney. Better luck next time.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I mean, I didn't give you anything. I gave you a chance, but nothing else.
And, you know, well, we have given them something because that's one more answer that's eliminated. Because, of course, we are going to keep playing throughout the day. So your next chance is with Scott sometime during your work day when you hear that cue to call 4967-4105 and you took a win or get in the draw for this $10,000 spa from Just Spas Newcastle, Australia's leader in spas, swim spas, infrared sauna and the urban pool.
New FM.
The Novos. What's the goss? New FM.
All right, what's going on with these body transformations? Sorry if I can get the word out, producer Scott.
Look, it's a couple of big celebs have undergone either massive weight loss or massive weight gain in the terms of muscles. Just gotten absolutely jacked. And the one that I saw yesterday, you got to call in Harry Squatter. It's Daniel Radcliffe. And he's been working out.
I've seen these pictures of his body transformation. I'm not aware, though, of what they're for. I assume it's for a role?
Yeah, he's starring in a show, in the UK show called Miracle Workers. And, look, it's just, there's no other way to put it, plain and simple, down the line, he's jacked.
Yeah.
He's jacked. There's not an ounce of fat on him.
Now,
it's just, yeah.
Yesterday, you were out on a walk. Are you the second transformation that we're talking, celeb transformation we're talking about?
We're working on it. That I will be the second, but right now, the another one's got to be Post Malone.
Post Malone?
Yes.
So what's he done? Has he slimmed down a bit, has he?
Yes, he has. Look, news.com is reporting that he's lost 25 kilos.
Wow.
And so he put up a picture on his Instagram yesterday, and yeah, look, nothing to him. Not that he was ever a massive bloke, but look, he's pretty fit. He's gone down.
Wow, he's very thin.
I mean, he's gone from, you know, just sort of average looking weight, slightly above, you know, loves a few cans of beer,
yep,
to somebody who he could fit through a very narrow gap.
That's it, yeah.
You know, between like the wall and a fence almost. It slipped through and you go, how'd he get through that?
Yeah, well, and this transformation isn't due to a role. Mm. I'm pretty sure I've heard down the grapevine that, like, he stopped drinking and he's not smoking as much since he's become a father.
Yes.
Basically, father life is, I guess, put a spark under him to be like, you know what, you're a dad now.
Be healthier.
Be healthy, live a long life for your kid and be there to support them.
Well, he recently spoke on the, I think it's called the Call Me Daddy podcast, and he was saying that at one point in his life he was punching 80 darts a day. 80 cigarettes, and he's cut back. He's cut back to 40. But still...
that's still a lot, isn't it?
That's still a lot of Larry Lungbusters.
It's still a lot, but to be fair, and full credit to him, he looks incredible. I'm not condoning smoking, but he looks incredible. His voice is perfect. Hey, whatever makes you happy.
There you go. I'm not...
smoking's bad, kids.
Do not do it.
It is very, very bad. But speaking of good news, gents, good news. The weekend is coming down under the After Hours Till Dawn tour. The pre-sale starts today, midday, New South Wales time.
Oof, get on it, because those tickets will not last.
Yes,
they will not at all. They're going to go so quick. And
I'd say between 7 and 8 seconds after launch, they'll all be sold out. So you want to be on your iPad, on your phone, on your laptop, on your desktop, every device possible, on your Google Home.
Yeah, there you go. Make sure you get those tickets. And one final thing, gents, I reckon Voldemort's not messing with Harry Potter if he looks like he does now. He's one jacked man. That's a scary man.
That it certainly is. New FM.
The Novos on New FM. Moby's Beachside Retreat. Beach on your doorstep and stylish accommodation. Mobys.com.au.
Yeah, time rapidly running out to get your name in the draw for this, I guess, relaxing escape at a chic two-bedroom beach house. Thanks to our friends at Moby's.
Today and tomorrow. That's it.
Yeah, tomorrow is the day where we draw the lucky Novocastrian who gets to enjoy this Moby's Beachside Retreat.
That's right. Draw day is tomorrow. The big D. Do not miss it. D for do not miss it, right? Because you don't want to miss out on this. Everyone wants it.
That's it. Everyone wants this Moby's Beachside Retreat. Beach on your doorstep and stylish accommodation. You can book at mobys.com.au or you can get involved with us. Basically, you can win it through the show. All you got to do is get your story on the air. So if you get involved in the show in any capacity on 4967-4105, you get your name in the draw. And like we said, tomorrow, one lucky Novocastrian gets this relaxing escape.
That's right. And your next chance to have a go at this is just minutes away.
And, Cremo, last night I participated in, as I do every Wednesday night, a bit of five-a-side, so soccer.
That's right. What team are you again?
Abysmal Abilities is the name of our team.
Is that like one above the Jets or...?
No, a few levels below the Jets, unfortunately.
Just below the Jets. Okay, yeah.
But we were playing at Spears Point there, football fives, enjoying ourselves. And, you know, I thought, because Siobhan's never seen me play before, my partner Siobhan, I'd bring her along to watch the game.
Ooh, nice. You can see your fancy footwork, you scoring a big goal, crowd going wild, that sort of stuff.
That's it. And
signing autographs.
Like. And that was what I was imagining, envisioning in my head when I brought her along.
Crowd
a lot
goes
of pressure.
Mad.
You know,
Steven scored another goal.
I was very nervous coming into the game as well, because I was like, I've got to impress you, got to do well.
Yeah.
Anyway, luckily we won the game. We won 7-6 in a nail biter.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, like you said, that'd go in my favour. She'd be cheering my name, gushing over me, you know.
Oh my God, Stephen, you did so well. You played so well. That sort of stuff.
Unfortunately, did not go that way, Cremo.
Oh, no.
In fact, went the other way. Apparently, watching me play sport gives my partner, Siobhan, the ick. Grosses her out.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. Like, what? Seeing me get all hot and sweaty, and she reckons I, like, move odd, whatever that means. I don't know. I'm not an athlete, am I? So I don't move like an athlete. I move like... I'm pretty stiff when I run around and that. So
okay.
I think she was very unimpressed with my style of play. Grossed her out. I thought, you know what? I'm going to be in the good books here. In fact, she didn't want to be seen anywhere near me. To make matters worse, because I'd been running around, I was stinky. So I couldn't even get a hug after the game. Sweaty.
She's
stinky.
Like, oh, stay away.
But it got me thinking, around the team and perhaps around the Hunter as well.
Sure.
What does your partner do that grosses you out? So let's bring Jess in from the newsroom, our favourite journo.
Yeah, you're all loved up.
Yeah, is there anything you do that grosses out your partner or the other way around? Anything he does really riles you up?
Well, I guess it's not sport because we met hot and sweaty at a gym. Mm.
So
Morgan does what some call a Dutch oven. Oh, and it's disgusting.
That is gross.
And I should always see it coming, but I never see it coming.
Well, you should hear it coming.
I should, but they're silent. Silent but deadly.
Yeah, of course. And for those playing at home who are unfamiliar with what a Dutch oven is...
Google it.
Yeah, well, it's the act of perhaps letting off some gas and then trapping your partner with said gas under, like, the blankets or the doona.
So gross.
Or whatever, and letting them marinate in that scent, I suppose.
Marinate's a very evocative word, isn't it?
It is.
For me, it's, can you stop, it? My wife, Emmy, can you stop leaving tissues around?
Oh, no.
Stop it. Just stop it. Simple.
I can imagine, though, in the Mayfield Manor that sometimes it's a long distance between bins.
Well, it's not, because it's a little cottage and it's just, you just pop it right there. In fact, it couldn't be any closer from the couch to the bin. You could almost reach if you had a longer arm.
Yeah, okay.
Right, that's how close it is.
Well, this is what we want to open up to the people in Newcastle, a chance to vent, I suppose. 4967-4105, what does your partner do that grosses you out? Or I guess you can, you know, say what you do that grosses your partner out. But
sure.
Really, the crux of this break is to allow people to vent.
Yeah, that's it.
To let that frustration.
Up for grabs, we've got tickets to Chicks at the Flicks, which is fantastic, plus there's little goodie bags on the night as well. We've got $100 fuel cards up for grabs too. This is awesome, right? Prizes all around.
Well, that's it. Plenty to play for and plenty to compensate you for your pain. 4967-4105. Let's go to Lambton first. Morning, Vicky. Tell us, is it something you've done or that your partner does that's causing a gross reaction?
This is my ex-partner and there's a reason why.
Oh, juicy. All right, give us the details.
Okay. Well, he used to get up early and shower in the morning because that's what he liked to do. But he refused to shower when he got home after a long day at work and he'd been doing manual labour. So...
all hot and sweaty.
Yeah, hot and sweaty, and he'd come to bed hot and sweaty.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Working. And then, like, he was a hot person, too. So, like, the bed would get really, really smelly.
Oh, that is actually disgusting.
And then who's in charge changing the sheets? Probably you, Vicky. This is exactly what we need, though. The chance to vent. 4967-4105, that number.
What labourer doesn't have a shower at the end of the day?
I know you're knackered.
No wonder you just want to lie down,
but...
oh, have a shower.
2 minute shower. That's all you need.
No wonder Vicky dropped him. I would too. Amy's in Rutherford. What's the gross thing your partner does?
Okay, so my husband has one of those battery-operated foot files, and he does that anywhere in the house, and he just lets the skin fall and doesn't clean it up.
Oh, no, that's not on. So he's just sitting on the couch, filing away, and then just leaves it there?
Yeah.
And what, it's like a little pile of it, just sit there on the ground, like somebody's dropped a bag of grated coconut or something.
Exactly that.
Oh. Well, you know what? Christmas is not too far away. You need to buy him one of those hand vacuums or something like that, a little handheld one. You can just zoom it all up.
Yep, and just leave it beside his chair.
Oh, there you go. Well, we're trying to fix relationships here, you and I.
You know,
couple counselling.
That's right. We could start a little business, Stephen and Crevo's couple counselling.
Always looking for a side hustle.
Zero qualifications. You know what, Amy? I think we're going to give you something because you've really been through it this morning. I'm going to give you $100 worth of fuel, all yours, just for that, for what you've
that's
gone
amazing.
Through.
Thank you.
So you can thank use you the much. Money to drive to the shops and buy a handheld vacuum. Because that is absolutely gross.
Winning doesn't stop there, though, of course. We've got tickets for Chicks at the Flicks, which is having Event Cinemas Glendale. You want to get involved in that, of course. You can book online, but Tiz from Boolaroo is going to win tickets on us after Dad buried money and jewellery under the house and
that's
just could
right.
not find it. It was lost forever and ever.
That's it. That's us done for today. We'll see you tomorrow for your Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, back for your Feel Good Friday. Plenty more chances to get involved. It's last day for your Nobby's Beachside Retreat.
So that's right.
You want to get involved in tomorrow's
Movies,
show.
Yeah.
Plus, of course, we've got New FM's Star Spa playing again tomorrow and all day today while you work.
That's right, here on New FM.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more? Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au to get more now.